Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
We must speak to comedian Bernard O'Shea, who you'll find writing columns for the Irish Examiner.ie. And he's been picking something to focus on for the last few weeks, particularly Irish. We've had Carvery's Flat 7 Up. He's on the line now to look at more odd things about Ireland. How are you, Bernard?
Good morning, Dermot.
What are we talking about today?
Today, I'd like to talk about Irish names.
Okay. Right?
Of course, foreign people find it very difficult to pronounce Siobhan. And if you want to see an amazing comedy sketch on that, Google Lee Mack Irish names. He's a fantastic comedian. But I want to get into the more nitty gritty element of Irish names, which this story should typify what I'm talking about.
Okay.
When the internet became a thing, I was a younger man, and amongst my group of friends, they said, "Oh, you're the youngest. You understand the internet. Go book us flights." Right? We were going to a football match, and I said, "Okay, everyone send me on your passport details and your number, your passport number." So I put them in, and I put in Dermot Whelan, and I put his passport number, and then I put in David Moore, and I put in his passport number. And we got to the airport, and I booked 6 flights, and I was so proud of myself. I ventured into this new world of the internet, and we didn't have to, this mad computer that spits you out your ticket. I was so proud of myself until four of the six were getting no tickets. And they're all going, "You fucking idiot. My name's not Andrew." I said, "Well, I've known you 20 years and your name's Andrew." "Yeah, I'm only called Andrew because my father was called Andrew." And I was going, "Yeah, but so why did he call it? Because he wanted me called Andrew, but my mother christened me James." I was going, "Well, hold on a second." nobody knew this, right? Nobody knew this. So I was going, "So you're called Andrew, but everyone calls you Andrew." "Yeah, I know, but that's not on my passport." I said, "Well, you didn't tell me this, right?"
Wow.
So then the next fella was Paddy, and I put in Patrick, right? He says, "Paddy's my nickname." I was going, "Who has a nickname Paddy in Ireland? That's an Irish person." So four of them go by different names that they weren't christened by. And then as we're talking about this, the amount of people in Ireland that go by names that they're not actually their names is phenomenal, right? And it happened to me when I was a young fella. I scored a goal at under 11 football.
Mom Boogle.
And thank you on very much. And the next time you kind of look at the paper and go, "Oh God, please let my name be in the Kilkenny People," it was, right? So I opened up the Kilkenny People and there was a guy called Shay O'Shea. Everybody just called me, "Well, Shay, how are you, Shay? Hey, Shay, Shay, Shay." They thought my name was Shay. So they put my name in as Shay O'Shea. I was going, "My name's not Shay O'Shea." But this is the big one. And this is what I know you think I don't do any research for this slot.
Yeah,
but
I
diligently do. Right? Do you know that PJ, TJ, AP, all that? Do you know all that? Do you know why that came about?
Go on.
Have a guess. No, have a guess. Have a guess.
To shorten the length of time it took to say someone's name?
Nope.
Maybe because there was just too many people of the same name?
Kind of. You're getting close. The only names that we had were the Irish names and the names from the Bible, right? So if you were Thomas and James, so people started running out. So they go, "I'll call you Thomas and James. And we'll shorten it to TJ." That was the reason why there's TJs and JPs and TJ. That's the reason, right?
So we only had a certain number of names to go around.
Yeah, honest to God, I know it sounds bizarre because a lot of the old Irish names, like I have a son, Tig, and everyone says, "Oh, it's Timothy," right? Mm. Or a lot of people say Siobhan is Hannah, right? They actually aren't, right? That's a myth. The Irish names are unique to themselves. They're just the name. So if you're a Siobhan, your name is just Siobhan. You can say it's Hannah. They try and do, like, you know the way they like to say Sean is John.
Yeah.
Sean is in itself an original name, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Right, okay. So, but this is the big one that does my head in, right? And she's going to kill me for saying this, but I'm going to do it anyway, right?
Excellent.
When I first started going out, my wife said, "Oh, here's my uncle." My uncle. I go, "All right. How is that her uncle?" Because her uncle, her brother's from her mother's side. I met her all around. How is she has this extra uncle? Some people in Ireland, for some bizarre reason, now we didn't do it as a family, but maybe he did. You start telling your kids of your, say, your uncle-in-law, or basically the person who's married to your sister, or the person who's married to your brother, as your uncle or auntie, right? So, but when you call them all uncles and aunties, you're kind of going, I'm there like with my flan going, no, stop. There is technically an uncle and there is technically an auntie. Not everybody can be an uncle or an auntie.
So if I have an uncle, which would be like, say, my father's brother, so is my uncle, is his wife not my auntie? So it'll be Uncle Paul and Auntie Maura are coming over for Christmas.
Yeah. Now, do you call that auntie an Auntie Maura?
Yeah. I would have.
No! I'm banging the table. No! Not your auntie. It's not your auntie, Dave.
What's the wife of your uncle called then? Your uncle's
it's
wife?
It's just the wife of your uncle.
Okay, so who's going over for Christmas dinner? Uncle John and Uncle John's wife, Patricia. No! It's Auntie Patricia.
It's not your auntie, Dave.
It is.
It's not your auntie.
Okay, what about my family particularly? Not. Okay, hang on a sec, Bernard, right? My dad married my mum and his brother married my mum's sister. You following?
That's season 2, episode 4 of Game of Thrones there, Dave. That's what that is.
I think, Bernard, I have always had uncles and aunts. And in fact, I would call, like, my brother's wife is Auntie Jean to my kids.
Maybe you're in the minority here, Bernard, as much as you want to bang the desk.
It's not, lads, it's not.
Bernard, the only uncle that we need to watch out for is the uncle who doesn't seem to be related to anybody and is kind of in and around the house, usually when your dad's out. So if there's this, like, Uncle Tony just happens to be coming by again with another gardening tool to drop off, I think they're the only uncles you have to worry about.
Well, he's fixing the gas boiler. We don't have gas. Yeah, well, look, I'll agree to disagree.
I tell you what, Bernard, why don't we make a poll, we'll run a quick poll and see what people think. So say yes if you think that
your aunt's husband is your uncle.
Yeah. Or your uncle's wife is your auntie.
Aunt. Yeah.
And say no if you agree with Bernard and you think it's blood relatives only and they're not getting in on marriage. Bernard,
okay,
thank you.
I know I'm going to be a very unpopular person in my family. Guys, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bernard.
Go back to be auntie and uncle now.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.